What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are once again playing as Sir Croakington. And we are in Longlight Library, where in the previous episode, we managed to drive off a horde of goblins who had stolen three valuable books from the currently being reconstructed ruins of Longlight Library. And now, with less goblins around, the reconstruction is continuing apace. But later on, we found out there's a lower level to these ruins, and apparently there's an ancient book there. And well, now we're going to go there and see it. So let's descend into the lower level of the library. The air is damp here, and pungent mould clings to nearly every visible inch of walls and ceiling. Oh, that's not a good place to put books at all! A set of stairs against east wall descends to the library's ground level. Okay, I'm on the west side of this dungeon, and it... Okay... I'm in the middle of the west side, and there's a passage to the north, passage to the south. There's a circle where I am, and then that splits into two. Then that goes off into two passages going to the west. All right. The air is damp, and pungent mould clings to nearly every visible inch of the walls and ceiling of the light. Library's pitch dark lower level, you proceed only with extreme caution. Okay, I'm going southwest and there's something coming up. Your progress along the moss-covered passage comes to an abrupt halt as the glowing apparition of an armored knight steps through the wall. The knight draws a longsword and assumes a combative stance.
You intrude where you are not welcome,
he says, his face hidden behind the visor of his ornate helm.
I have sworn to protect the tome, and from these halls it shall not be taken.
Okay, but I know you can defend against goblins and stuff, but what about, you know, damp? Yeah, I'm sure you're good against goblins, but
are you good? Do you know?
This isn't a good place to put a tome. It's damp. Okay, well, rather, the only option is to retreat. What if I head back to the east? Nothing happens. All right, attack the ghost of the night. No hard feelings, Mr. Knight. The ghost or Mrs. Knight. Because there's no particular reason why a knight can't be a lady. The ghost of the knight moves swiftly forward to meet your attack. It's the knight's ghost. The knight's ghost strikes out at you with his phantasmal blade. The touch of your enemy sends a deathly chill the length of your body for 19 damage. Ooh, that's pretty effective. Of course, it's very rare, but still. Ooh, the smasher wallops your foe for 12 damage. He's nearly finished. And he is slain, or banished, or whatever. 38 XP. The knight's ghost bends to one knee before you and slowly fades from view. You wonder if perhaps the long-dead warrior has at last found rest, or he's just even angrier. Who knows? Okay, now I can go south. Alright, there's this passage. It goes a bit to the east, a bit to the west, and a bit to the east. Alright, going to the west first. You progress along the dank, mossy passage is interrupted by the appearance of a crackling energy field. Thin tines of yellow energy stretch from one side of the hall to the other, forming a tightly woven mesh. The field is impassable. Well, alright, there's probably something I can do to get past there. Because that's usually how things go. Alright, go east. Alright, you progress along the damp, mossy passage, interrupted by the appearance of a crackling energy field. Thin tines of yellow energy stretch from one side of the hall to the other, forming a tightly woven mesh. The field is impassable, well, for now. Presumably there's some way to get past, because there just usually is. You suddenly freeze in your tracks, as a glowing shape looms out of the darkness ahead. The shape gradually takes form as it draws nearer, and you find yourself face to face with a hideous phantasm. The wag-clad apparition. Its face hidden beneath the folds of the oversized hood that covers its head, surges forward and attacks. Begin attacking the Wailing Phantasm. Oh, the Quickstone will repeat the 20 you just rolled next round. Very nice. The gruesome phantasm swipes out of you with its clawed hand as I swing my club for another 39 damage. Because you rolled a 20, so you do 39. That's just how it works when it's a 3 plus, which of course it is. Wait. Alright. It was loading up for a bit, but it's caught up. It's nearly done. The touch of your enemy sends a deathly chill the length of your body. Alright, that's 9 damage and slain. 6 XP. And the enchantment of the devastation was behind one of those 20s. Soundly defeated, the hideous phantasm flickers once and then disappears. After wiping the sweat from your brow and taking a few moments to check over your equipment, you once again set off along the hall. Alright. You suddenly freeze in your tracks as a glowing shape looms out of the darkness ahead. The shape gradually takes form as it draws nearer, until you find yourself face to face with a hideous phantasm. The wag-clad apparition, its face hidden beneath the folds of an oversized hood that covers its head, surges forward and attacks. This is a silent phantasm, because apparently wailing didn't work, so they're going to try being silent now. The gruesome phantasm swipes at you with its clawed hand, but still silent. Touch your enemy sends a deathly chill the length of your body for 17 damage. Keep going. Another special for 11 damage. And slain. 6 XP. Soundly defeated. The hideous phantasm flickers once and then disappears. After wiping the sweat from your brow and taking a few moments to check over your equipment, you once again set off along the hall. Okay, just a bit northwest of the entrance is another question mark. Your progress along the dark, moss-covered passage comes to an abrupt halt as the glowing apparition of an armored knight steps through the wall. The ghostly knight draws a longsword and assumes a combative stance. "You intrude where you are not welcome," he says, his face hidden behind the visor of his ornate helm. "I have sworn to protect the tome, and from these tools it shall not be taken." Alright, attack the ghost of the knight. I don't know how I feel about this, but I said I'd get the tome, so I'll fight you. The ghost of the knight moves swiftly forward to meet your attacks. The knight's ghost. I'm guessing that this is one of those oaths that carried on way longer than you'd expect it would. Yeah, or something like that. And slain. 38 XP. The knight's ghost bends to one knee before you and slowly fades from view. You wonder if perhaps the long-dead warrior has at last found West. Well, I hope so. Here's another wailing phantasm. Just going to quick combat that for another 6 XP. Soundly defeated, the hideous phantasm flickers once and then disappears. After wiping the sweat from your brow and taking a few moments to check over equipment, you once again set off along the hall. Okay, I'm 2 north of where... I'm 1 north of where I felt the ghost, and another north is something else. Your progress along the dark, moss-covered passage comes to an abrupt halt as the glowing apparition of an arbored knight steps through the wall. The ghostly knight draws a longsword and assumes a combative stance. "You intrude where you are not welcome," he says, his face hidden behind the visor of his ornate helm. "I have sworn to protect the tome, and from these halls it shall not be taken. Attack the ghost of the knight." Knight's ghost. The ghost of the knight moves forward swiftly to meet your attack. Swipes after you his phantasmal blade. The smasher wallops it, and it is slain. 38 XP. The knight's ghost bends to one knee before you and slowly fades from view. You wonder if perhaps the long-dead warrior has at last found West. And here's another wailing phantasm. I'm just going to quick combat that for another 6 XP. Alright, and east from that knight's ghost is another one of those impassable energy fields. Okay, I'm going to go west instead. Here's a hissing phantasm. Just going to quick combat that. Lots of types of phantasms around here. That was another 6 XP. Another impassable energy field. Silent phantasm. Quick comment of that for 6 XP. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to explore west from the second knight's ghost. I keep going west, and then it curls back down to the south. So now I'm 3 stop. The next question mark will be 3 spaces west of the first knight's ghost I fought. Your progress along the dark, moss-covered passage comes to an abrupt halt as the glowing apparition of an armoured knight steps through the wall. The ghostly knight draws a longsword and assumes a combative stance. "You intrude where you are not welcome," he says, his face hidden behind the visor of his ornate helm. "I have sworn to protect the tome. And from these halls it shall not be taken. Attack the ghost of the knight once again." Which is a different knight, but it's very similar to the other 3. The ghost of the knight moves swiftly forward to meet your attack. It's a knight's ghost. The knight's ghost strikes at you with a phantasmal blade. The touch of your enemy sends a deathly chill the length of your body for 13 damage. And then again for 16 damage. Keep bashing it. And slain. 38 XP. The knight's ghost bends to one knee before you and slowly fades from view. You wonder if perhaps the long-dead warrior has at last found West. Well, we can only hope. We can only hope so. Another hissing phantasm as I fill in the gaps. Okay. Okay, I'm just west of the knight we just beat, and then south is another question marks. With these knights defeated, can I get? I think that'd be an impassable barrier, but can I get past it? Your progress along the dank, mossy passage is interrupted by the appearance of a crackling energy field. Thin tines of yellow energy stretch from one side of the hall to the other, forming a tightly woven mesh. The field is impassable. Head to the north. Alright, so we've got impassable fields Here's a hissing phantasm. Just going to quick combat that. Soundly defeated, the hissing phantasm flickers once and then disappears. You hear what sounds like a loud crackle of energy in the distance. After wiping the sweat from your brow and taking a few moments to check over your equipment, you once again set off along the hall. Okay, something's gone down. All right, I'm going to check the northeast one. I've gone to a little passage in the northeast corner. A wide stone tile devoid of moss stands nearly 3 inches higher than the stones that surround it in this section of the passage. All right, I'll just step on the waystone tile. You carefully step onto the waystone tile and it slowly sinks into the floor until it is level with the surrounding stones. That was probably useful. A wide stone tile, devoid of moss, now sits flush with the stones that surround it in this section of the passage. Although I assume moss will grow on it eventually. Now that the barrier's gone. Alright, and checking out the northwest bit. Yep, the barrier went down. A wide stone tile, devoid of moss, stands nearly 3 inches higher than the stones that surround it in this section of the passage. Hop onto the waystone tile. You hop onto the waystone tile and it slowly sinks into the floor until it has leveled the surrounding stones. Alright. Now I'm going to assume that there'll be other tiles to step on to the north, to the southeast and southwest. Alright. Past the power barrier to the southeast. A wide stone. That is another stone tile. Step on it. I hop on it and it becomes level. Alright, and once again, in the southwestern corner, well, go down the southern passage and then west from there. Alright, and here's another tile. Step on the waystone tile. Sinks to its level with the sounding stones. I hop off it and it stays down, which is convenient. Because otherwise I'd have to do a whole bunch of stuff with pushing rocks into position, and if you push the rocks in the wrong way they can get stuck and then you have to reset the entire dungeon. But nah, you don't have to worry about that in this case. Or for some reason it's an ice passage and the rocks don't stop. So you have to carefully maneuver them so they follow a specific path, and you've got to arrange it so the other barrels stop the... Yeah, you don't have to do that. Okay, now there's only one place left I haven't been, and I'm going to assume that is where the tome will be. Alright, the barrier has went down. This is in the southwest corner. Just beyond the fourth knight that I fought. Alright. A wide stone tile devoid of moss. I guess a passage will reveal. Stands nearly 3 inches higher than the stones surrounding the sixth passage. Hop on the waystone tile. You carefully step onto the waystone tile. And it slowly sinks into the floor until it has leveled the surrounding stones. Alright, maybe this tome was sufficiently defended, and I fought all those knights for no reason. Sorry, night ghosts. The sounds of stone grating on stone reach your ears from some distant point in these dark corridors. Alright, the tome would appear some... Well, there's a new question mark. Now, in this map, there's a goggle shape, and in the middle of the goggle is a new question mark. You're startled to discover a stone pedestal standing in the middle of the passage. A thick mist swirls about the pedestal, about the base of the pedestal, and upon its abacus rests a large tome. Abacus? What is abacus something? Okay. Well, of course, there's the abacus. Uh, Abacus. Abacus Divine. Ah, okay, it's an architecture term. The flat slab on top of a capital supporting an architrave. Hmm. Well, you learn about a new word. How about that? What is an architrave? In classical architecture, a main beam resting on top across the top of columns, specifically the lower third intabulator. Okay, I think that this is a bit too technical for my word, but apparently abacus is the flat top of a column. Yeah, who'd have thought?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, well, even though I've probably played through this scenario 8 times, perhaps more, I've never actually noticed the use of the word abacus in there. But this time I did. I guess there is an advantage to reading it aloud. You actually, you know, read every word rather than occasionally skipping things through and just substituting in what you just assume the word would be, even if that means you miss out on learning a new word. Your pulse quickens when you note the cover of the massive text is crafted out of solid silver. Yeah, that explains why it would need so much defenses, because, well, even someone who's an illiterate buffoon would appreciate the value of silver, even though if they were illiterate, they would understand the contents of the tome were far more valuable than the little scrappy bits of silver on top. But they're probably in some sort of Vikings wading Lindisfarne way, wooing the, you know, sacred holy texts within, you know, to yank off the fancy cover. Which is probably why you shouldn't put fancy covers on tomes. It just causes problems, really. And everyone starts focusing on the fancy cover, not the important words within. But I guess that's just something you've got to do. Got to show, this is important! Let's make it out of solid silver! Your pulse quickens when you note the cover of this massive text is crafted out of solid silver. It is without a doubt the tome of ages upon which your gaze has fallen. Suddenly, a sinister voice from behind shatters the silence, and you turn to behold a chilling sight. Alright, apparently there's one last layer of security to get through. This will presumably be the toughest fight in here, but because this is an incredibly old adventure, nearly two decades old by now, or round about that, it's gonna be easy peasy for Sir Croakington, who has 380 melee rating, which is more than any character could possibly have had when this adventure was first put out. That's just how it happens. Polder's chilling sight, hovering only inches off the moss-covered floor, 10 yards from you, is a hideous, ragged ghost. The glowing apparition is that of an elderly man, who must be a librarian, and wields two dazzling white staffs that seem to weave a web of light as they move through the dank, stagnant air. "These halls do not belong to the living," hisses the ghost as it floats slowly towards you. "The tome shall remain, hey, hey." "You're not acting like a librarian. You're acting like a book repository guardian. I bet you're not even interested in whether people read these books or not." Well, now I'm slightly angry. Just slightly. Because you're not letting the books fulfill their bookish destiny of being read. Because that's what books are for. They're for being read. And if the book isn't read, it's going to be incredibly sad. You know, if I'm going to anthropomorphize this book suddenly. Which, admittedly, I probably should cut down on this anthropomorphing. On anthropomorphizing everything. It can cause problems. Anyway, hold your ground and fight the... I could hold my ground and fight the hideous ghost or flee immediately. I'm going to click flee immediately just to see what happens. You flee from the shrieking ghost and dare not stop until you've reached the stairs leading up and out of these dark passages. It does not appear you've been followed. Well, of course. I mean, if it chases after me, I could have someone else take the book while the ghost is chasing me. That cannot be. That cannot be. It does not be. Okay. Alright, let's go back to the Tome of Ages and fight this guardian. The chilling sight. Yeah, okay. There's no option to, you know, talk it out. Presumably because over the centuries of guarding this tome, they've gone a little bit crazy. Just a little bit crazy, you know, as you would. If you were stuck underground in a dark tomb for hundreds of years, you'd go a bit crazy. And so they've kind of forgot why they're guarding this tome, and they just guard the tome. But look, presumably when it was originally here, when the Library of Long Light was still, you know, being a library, presumably the greatest scholars from the ages came round and studied all the books here, including, of course, the Tome of Ages. Admittedly, there was probably a sort of some checks you had to get past to look at the Tome of Ages, because it's a very rare book and somewhat delicate. But still, it wasn't just kept underground where no one could use it, because what's the point of a book if no one can read it? No point at all. No point at all. It is useless. It might as well not even exist. Hold your ground and fight the hideous ghost. The hideous staff-wielding ghost shrieks as it floats towards you, its long, glowing weapons weaving a dazzling web of light as they are brought to bear rapidly and repeatedly against you. Shrieking ghost, begin combat. The ghost strikes out at you with both of its glowing staves. Could it perhaps hit harder if it just had one big stave? We'll never know. Oh, I go into a battle rage. Stop standing between this book and its bookish destiny! Yeah! 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 And so on. Yeah, very short battle rages that time. I guess I'm not that angry. Just a little bit angry. Got a lot of health, this shrieking ghost. The touch of your enemy sends a deathly chill the length of your body for 18 damage. It's nearly finished, nearly round 11. And the 12th round, he is finished. He is slain. 70 XP. The staff-wielding ghost emits a piercing shriek that seems to shake the very walls of the passage. Defeated, but not gone. The gruesome phantasm suddenly surges forward, flying forward and a little bit down, flying straight towards you. You instinctively throw up your arms to protect yourself from the ghost's charge, but the hideous apparition passes right through you, causing you no discernible harm, and immediately vanishes. Oh good, now you can go to Liberian heaven, which is the best heaven. It is the best heaven. I've checked, it's the best heaven, is Liberian heaven. It's because it's got all the books. And of course, everyone else. Yeah, everyone can come to Liberian heaven. You know, unless you've been sent to library hell, where there are no books. And that's why it's hell, because there are no books. When you are certain that your foe is not returning, you take hold of the silver-covered tome and quickly set about making your way out of these dark passages. With no further encounters, you find the stairs leading out of the lower level and ascend. Yep, nothing more to do in this dungeon. There's no secrets. It's just press the five switches, find the tome, beat the ghost, get the tomb, leave. Very, very simple dungeon, which I've stretched on for nearly half an hour because of my bookish theology about books. Your appearance in the library, coupled with the announcement of your successful recovery of the tome, is met with great joy by Jospur. The priest wrings your hands heartily and gratefully accepts the silver-covered Tome of Ages. For a long while, he stands in stunned silence, just gazing down at the ancient texts. When we heard such ghastly shrieks from below, and I'm ashamed to admit we feared the worst, he says sheepishly. We ought to remember it was you down there, Sir Croakington. I still can't tell you what is relief to me to see you standing once again before me, and in one piece. You tell Jospur of your travels in the travails in the dark passages beneath the library, and his eyes widen with every turn of your tale. When you're finished, he places his hand on your shoulder and commends you for having completed and survived. Well, I'm pretty sure I survived. It's kind of, I mean, you can be dead and not know. I mean, that does happen. You can be, I'm dead. Oh, bugger. Oh, well, back to work. Such a perilous endeavour. Follow me for a moment, he says at last. Something I'd like to show you. Jospur leads you to the north wing of the library and shows you a fragment of a stone packet. Tablet was discovered while repairing one of the crumbling outer walls. As likely as not, it is little more than a piece of discarded history, he says. Still, I'd like for you to take it, if for nothing more, and to have it remind you of your triumph here. You take the piece of stone tablet and stow it away amongst your other belongings. Stone tablet number 3. This is what appears to be the rightmost fragment of a stone tablet. Strange symbols cover the fragment, for the letters EKK are still visible across the top. Now, do I have anything else like that? Okay, I've got fragment tablet 2 and fragment tablet 3. There's going to be a fragment tablet 1 somewhere. Somewhere in the kingdom will be fragment tablet 1. And then once I've got those tablets, and possibly some other bits, I'll be... I'm just going to reveal it. It ties into the Sword of Mezek, which ties into a lot of adventures, really. Alright. Well, I've got it, and eventually I'll get the other pieces. Where did I get tablet fragment hash? Number two. Right, where did I get that? I found that in Tarkol Crypt, which was quite a while back. But still. And somewhere there'll be tablet fragment number one. I think I can guess where that is, and maybe that's where I'll go next. I don't see why not. Stir amongst my belongings. 512 experience to general, and 256 experience to all skills and powers. Whoa! That is a lot of experience for such a short adventure with very few proquests. Jorispor again thanks you and tells you the Tome of Ladies will become the centrepiece of the library's collection. Go well, Sir Crokington, he says. You are a true friend, an inspiration to all of us. Until we next meet. You bid him farewell and set off on your way. Alright, visit the Library of Long Light. There's a bit more description here. You're quick to note, with some small degree of pride, this is in purple, that the Tome of Ages, which you recover for Jorispor, is on display in the centre of the library's main study chamber. Which I guess they hurried up and built up as quickly as they could. Even if it's probably nowhere near as fancy as it will be when they're finished. Alright. The Allfather has seen fit to shower us with boundless energy and a will to restore what was built in his honour. We can't possibly, says Jorispor, we can't possibly thank you enough for all you've done, Sir Crokington. Now, an item can be used now. And I could have used it before we even started this adventure, but I think it makes more narrative sense to do it when there are no problems going on. Alright, it's a book of some... The Highbound books? Yes, Highbound book, use. You certainly recall the Highbound book you discovered in the Crypt of the Warlord. And draw it out from amongst your belongings and show it to Jorispor. Now, we got that Highbound book from the adventure of Merchant of Bones, where we also got a snake skull. Yes, where we found the skull of a warlord who had an interesting metal plate in said skull, and the warlord wasn't very happy about me taking said skull, so I had to beat up the rest of him. The priest's eyes widen as he carefully turns its discoloured pages of the ancient text. Remarkable find, he cries excitedly, looking up at you. I would very much like to have this for the library. May you consider parting with it? I'm afraid I can offer you little for it. This is a library. This is where books should be, so they can perform their bookish destiny. Of course you can. This is a library. Libraries are where books should go. Allow Jorispor to keep the book. 64 XP to general. Jorispor smiles and thanks you for your generosity. There is much we might hope to learn from this text, he says. Thank you, Sir Crokington. You're about to bid him farewell and set off on your way when he hands you a small leather pouch. He presses it into your palm and he can feel several coin-like objects through his thin skin. These were given to me several years ago by someone whose life I saved, he says. It was quite a story, I should be glad to tell you sometime, but the contents of that pouch are of little use to me. I hope you can use them. You're surprised to discover the pouch contains 4 adventurer tokens. Woohoo! Premium currency to be added to the pile of premium currency. I'm sure I'll do something with them eventually. Now I've got 236 of them. You thank Joris Bar for the tokens, but he's quick to dismiss your polite gesture with a friendly wave of his hand. Thank you again, Sir Crokington, he says. And stay safe. You bid farewell to the priest and set out on your way. Okay. Yeah, and anyway, that's all that happens here. I mean, presumably, if there's any more quests you evolve in, where you recover a book, this will probably be where you drop off. It's just an option that's available. But I think it was probably just, might have just been a one-off. But it's possible that in future adventures we might find more books. And, well, books should be in libraries. And then, you know, I might even get rewarded for it. But who knows? Who knows? Anyway, so next adventure. Now, it just so happens. Now, I think I can find more of those tablet fragments by visiting Winter Eye Lake, which is in Thane Vale in Southern Tysa. But we've passed. Anyway, that's a completely separate adventure, so it should be on its own episode. So for now, I'm just going to go pop down to Talonus to rest and save. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.